This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. On Mondays, we talk technology and big ideas, and a recent study in Spain certainly qualifies. A research team working at the University of Barcelona has found that when adults are represented by child avatars in a virtual world, they act more like children. The study suggests new routes to certain kinds of psychiatric treatment. Melissa Hogenboom is a science reporter for the BBC. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about these tests. They were conducted on adults who were put in sort of virtual reality suits or something?
So, yes, adults were actually put in body sizes of either a child-sized body or an adult's body who was the size of a child. So they're both the same height, if you imagine that. And they actually found that depending on which body they were in, they reacted completely differently in this virtual environment.
Tell me more about these findings. How did they act differently depending on their size or their perceived size in the virtual environment?
So there were three main tests that they asked them to do. One of which was to identify objects. So we already know that if you're a small person in a big world, you tend to overestimate large objects. But what they didn't realize was that when they were in a child's body, even though it was the same size as the adult body, they overestimated these objects to a much larger degree. They also asked them self-categorization questions, so how you identify certain aspects of yourself, and they identified much more with the childlike attributes. And then the third scenario they gave them was they asked them to pick a room. So there was a child room, a really obvious one with childlike posters, and then a more conservative adult-like room. And when they were in the child's body, they hugely preferred this childlike room, which wasn't expected.
Interesting. So the room with the My Little Pony posters was more popular.
Absolutely. It basically means that when they were in this child's body, they started to identify more like a child.
Why is this study significant, and what are the applications here? I get the sense that some of the scientists are sort of excited about how this might affect treatment and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen success in schizophrenia studies where when presented with an avatar, people are actually able to talk to their voices, which reduced the schizophrenic voices that they were hearing. It could also help a criminal understand what it's like to be a child. So if you're trying to get a criminal who doesn't understand that they've maybe hurt someone to empathize with the child that they've potentially assaulted, if they get them in an environment of a childlike world, they might be able to understand how certain things can be intimidating or threatening to them. So it's still unclear. These are very futuristic ideas, and the scientists need to understand that if this effect would still happen within 2 or 3 weeks later, but it's a very promising study.
Melissa Hogenboom is a science reporter for the BBC. Melissa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.